I've come to Homethorpe Avenue in Redhill. I've picked my way past the car repair shops and I've arrived at Max's kitchen. As I walk in, I'm greeted with a smell of cooking and the welcoming sound of a coffee machine in action. And in a separate room at one end of the cafe, I can see a long table, and sitting around it are half a dozen or so people, most of them working on their laptops or talking on their mobiles. This is a Redhill Micropreneurs Free Co-working Day, and I'm here to meet some of the people and find out just why they've come along today.
My name is James Ashcroft, and I run a digital marketing company called Great Digital. I've just come to meet people, essentially. I work from home, and it's good to get out and like I say, meet new people and find out what people do and learn and potentially get work from it.
My name is Ian Green, the company's Ultimate Database, and I write online web application development software. Chance to network in and just meeting new people, have a social day and something better to eat for lunch than a banana sandwich.
My name's Erica Sosner and I'm a careers coach. I've come along because it's always nice to have a chance to work alongside other people, to find out who's in the local area working independently as well, and to form some partnerships and friendships. I think if you work for yourself, then your social grouping around work is very different. I think that if you go into a workplace and it's kind of busy and bubbly, then you make a lot of friends, you have a lot of social connections through that, you might even meet your partner through that. I think as the world of work is changing and many more people are choosing to work independently or even work for a large organisation but flexibly or remotely, that connection and relationship alters. So it's important for you to find ways to be socially connected with others, whether it's around your work or other commitments, so that you've got that energy coming through and that sort of peer group and community that's very valuable, I think.
My name is Kavita Rathi and I do mortgage advising. When you are working on your own, sometimes stressful, you don't have people to talk. So this group is a good idea to go out at least once a month, meet other people, talk to them about your work, ask them about their work. So it's kind of interactive group. It's good.
My name's Gaynor and I'm a coordinator in the Health and Social Care faculty of a university in the Southeast. I'm currently working more and more from home and I want to be able to have contact with other people during my working day sometimes. It's been really nice. Everyone's been very friendly. It's very good.
I am Liz Fisher and I'm a bookkeeper. I normally work in my clients' offices, but on the occasions when I don't, it's quite nice to go out to work because I don't find I'm not very productive at home on my own. I tend to get a bit distracted. So at least if I come to co-working, even if I don't get any work done, I've still had a nice chat to some people.
Those were just a few people who've come along to the Redhill Micropreneurs Social Working Days at Max's Kitchen. Max's Kitchen is in a building on the Homethorpe Industrial Estate in Redhill. It's also in this building home to several successful small businesses. And I'm going to hear more about this setup from Russ McKenzie, who owns this building. Russ, tell me about the building we're in.
The building's owned by us, Entrust Systems. We're an IT support and services company. We started in 2003. 5 years ago, back in 2011, we purchased the building, and it was important to us that we bought the freehold. Now, we knew that there'd be a market for serviced offices because we'd had a couple of clients that I would describe them as serial serviced office movers. So every 3-4 months after moving into a new place, they'd wake up, they'd open up the bill and they'd look at it and it would be off the scale and bear no resemblance to the fee that they agreed when they moved in. And they'd promptly move again. So we looked at that and thought that's not really how we would do it. If we were to do our own serviced office, A, we'd absolutely have the IT squared away because we're an IT support and services company. That's what we do. And B, we'd be really honest with the costs. So it's not a business, but if we can do it and we can do it in a very laid-back, relaxed way, it should be very attractive to people. So fast-track 5 years and we're now completely full. We've got people on a waiting list and it's lovely. It's really lovely because we've got 10 different businesses here that all operate under the same roof. Collaboration just naturally happens. People, they have a coffee with someone, they'll have lunch with someone. You've got business owners that are all in different stages of their business, but when you start talking to someone about a problem you're having, you quickly discover that, you know what, you're not the only one. people are having the same issues, and there's a lot of ideas, a lot of support. If you ever get stuck and you think, I'm not sure how on earth I'm going to do that, you just tend to walk up to the coffee area and you're going to bump into someone that says, I'll tell you how you do that.
What kind of businesses are in the building?
All different. One of our oldest tenants is a freight forwarding company called Shippo, and he's moved from one person when he moved in 3.5 years ago. He's now employing 3 people and doing very well. We've got a digital marketing, branding, video company called Square Daisy. We've got a pod of desks upstairs on our open plan area, which I call the finance pod. I think they're comfortable with that. So you've got a traditional IFA who sits and operates from there. You've got opposite him, you've got a day trader with 4 enormous screens that spends all day looking at numbers, deciding when he's going to buy and sell. You've got an investment chap there who deals with specialist investments that are actually Sharia compliant. And also on that pod, you've got a lady who provides home tutors for secondary school people.
So a wide range of businesses. But tell me about your company before you came here. How big was the company?
Oh, okay. So we were just 3 people, and we'd reached a stage 5 years ago at Entrust Systems that we need to move out of the house.
So you were in your own home?
We were, yeah.
And what was the impact of moving to a larger accommodation for your business?
The impact was significant. It was just off the scale. It was the right thing to do. Since then, the company's trebled in turnover, and it's trebled in size now. So from January 2017, we'll be 10 people in the business. And I think if a business coach had actually taken me aside and told me, the best thing you can do for your company, Russ, is to actually get out of that house as soon as you can, and you will think a little bit differently, because no one ever really told me that, but there's something goes on in your head that you actually take your business that much more seriously when you've got bricks and mortar around it, and it's just created an environment that's enabled us to thrive, and also a lot of other businesses as well.
Obviously it's a business for you to sublet some of the space, but do you kind of consciously make a decision to support micropreneurs, small businesses in the area?
With our business, we took it a little while for us to consider how we marketed and packaged our products. And 2 years ago, having had some good discussions with people, we bought out what we would call Encover. It's a package for unlimited IT support. It includes an online backup, which is totally business class. It's encrypted. It's got an antivirus product. Again, it's business class. Both of those items are checked every single day. So in the morning, our IT help desk check that the backups have all run for everyone, that no one's not getting virus attacked. If they are, we pick up the phone, we talk to our clients. Now, we're offering that at an intro price of just £35 a month for unlimited remote IT support. It's a fab package. That's how we attract people who, micropreneurs or even people that have fallen out of a corporate environment and are very used to just picking up the phone to the corporate IT department. Do you know what? We can be your IT department. And it's daylight robbery for what we charge, to be honest.
If someone was interested in thinking, actually, I need to grow my house, I'm looking for some space, it's quite expensive around Redhill. Lots of fancy big office blocks around, which are all full of big companies, and they phoned you up. Do you have space now for someone, or what could you offer for someone in the future, do you think?
Do you know what? Really, very sadly for me and for them, we're actually full at the moment, and I've got a waiting list of 2 companies waiting for space to become available and jump in. And I've got to be honest, that kills me. I would like more space. I hate to say no, and I hate to see other people who you take an instant like or dislike to someone. These are people that I'd like to accommodate, and it hurts. But by all means, have a look at our website, entrustsystems.co.uk. There is a section on there for the serviced office. Give us a call. If I can't help you, I might be able to steer you in the right direction.
Thank you very much. And that's it for this podcast. It was produced for Red Hill Micropreneurs by me, Brian Jenkins.